This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Scott!
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Can't wait.
This is the Bart and Han Show on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 11 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. Alan Han, Bart Scott. Bart, give him the number. Let's go.
Pop, 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 pop. I got these popcorn muscles out right here, dude.
You are. Is that a medium, that shirt?
Yeah, yeah. Jeez. These are
you
COVID
wear your sun shirt?
These are COVID muscles, man. Like, they look good from the outside, but they can't lift nothing.
It's a CMOS.
I mess around and cramp up if I try to lift a weight right now, man. I'm going to get back to it, though. I'm going to get back to it. New Year's.
Bart was trying to flex. We were going on the air. Bart was flexing for a minute. And all of a sudden, he was like, ow, cramp. That's what happens when you get old.
I need some creatine. I tell you, when you guys want to get in and talk about your workout regimens, how you doing in the midst of the pandemic, just hit us on the line, 1-800-919-3776. I'll say it again. You want to make fun of me because I got popcorn muscles right now. They look like they got something in it, but they weak as hell. It's okay. 1-800-919-3776. If you can't get us there, catch us on the tweet at Barton High. Yeah. And if you can't catch us on the tweet because we log jammed, are we over 5,000 yet?
It's a great question. I think we blew that out of the water like last week.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We ain't answering no tweets until we get over 6,000 today.
We almost have 5,200. I'll tell you what. We need 11 more.
Okay, well,
let's keep going with milestones.
We're going to take our first 11. That's what we're going to take our first quarter. First 11, we random round robin, and we're going to do it that
way.
We
will shout out all of them.
We're going to shout out. We're going to shout out so other people that's listening can follow y'all on the tweets. So, all right, if you can't get us on the tweets, Instagram us and DM us on the Allen Grizzly app at Barton High. Back tats, navels, and wire tattoos, because we know that you were crazy in the early 2000s if you went with the buff back.
Let me see some tribals.
Catch us up on a tweet. Meanwhile, all the people that made you get them uncovered theirs up and don't have them no more, The Rock and all the ones that had the bob wire buff bag. Well, they got something else on it now, but you still falling for the banana intel pipe. And if you can't get us there, Bill, you got a huge game tonight, but you better do your damn job while I smack the damn taste out your mouth, Bill. Tell them where the hell to get us.
It's not phased instant chat or whatever.
Bill, really? So you just going to mail it in on our show because you got work to do. Because you got work to do later tonight. So you better say it with your damn chest. I don't care if you haven't had breakfast yet, that you're in meetings already. Excuse yourself and say it to our fans with some damn enthusiasm, Bill. So once again, Bill, where the hell can they find us?
Snapface, instant chat, or whatever it is.
You know what, Bill? You disgust me. Go back to your damn meetings.
Let's stop talking about Bill. Let's start talking about something that a week ago, Bart, I brought up. Mm. And to everyone's dismay and disdain... And no, he's still got to go. Oh, no, I'm not talking about Adam Gase now. I'm talking about Dave Gettleman.
Aha.
As we head into another week of the NFL and the Giants still playing meaningful games. In fact, another meaningful game, and you know what? I dare to say it, winnable game. The Cardinals, Kyler, Kingsbury, the whole crew coming in to play the Giants, 1 o'clock.
Ah.
Right at the stadium, at MetLife. And the Giants at 5-7 now have the best chance to win their division. And they are setting themselves up. And it's a winnable game, Bart. I don't care what anybody says. This one is not going to be an upset if they win this. I don't care what Vegas is saying right now, given the Cardinals at 1.5, which is obviously essentially a pick'em. But still, the disrespect of being an underdog in your own building.
Okay? I tell you.
The way they've been playing. And I'm not the only one now saying it. All of a sudden, we're getting people like Gil Brandt. Just a Pro Football Hall of Famer, that's all. Nothing special. And he said he looked over the 2020 draft by Gettleman, and he went on a Twitter stream yesterday where he broke down all 7 rounds of the draft, and he said, I'm not sure anyone did better than Dave Gettleman. His rookie class is big reason the Giants are in first place in the NFC East. And he went through all the picks. And I'm telling you, as I look back now, and everybody wants to make the argument, I told you, I said it last week, if I'm Gettleman, I've got my cigar, I've got my cognac, and I'm just sitting back, and I'm saying, are you serious now? You want to fire me now? Now? Like in a rebuild where we're in year three and it's starting to now come together? You're starting to see now the fruits of the labor? And now, and you still want me to go? Are you sure about this? Because even the moves that were criticized in the past, Eli Apple, how's that working out? Trading Eli Apple for a fourth-round pick that turned into a first-round pick that, okay, was DeAndre Baker. We'll move on. But Eli Apple has him. You don't miss him, do you?
I like how you just moved over.
Let's get by. Don't worry about that. Leonard Williams. Yes, I know you got to pay him.
Yeah.
But you know what? You got to pay guys that produce and perform. And he has done that for you.
It's a tough one. That's a tough one. That's the toughest
one. Oh, come on. The Odell trade, actually. Jabril Peppers, how's he playing? How's Dexter Lawrence playing? How's that working out? And where's Odell right now? Odell's now doing that whole thing. Like now he's looking at the picture of him in a Giants uniform, and he's talking to people now about it, right? Why me, baby? Right? He's like staring at the picture, just wishing, going back to the old days.
Come back for less. Wouldn't it be funny if they can sign Odell for less? Right? He went and got his money, and they cut him in Cleveland, and he comes back
for less?
A one-year prove-it deal. It's like $5 million, $8 million.
That'd be a G move by Gettleman.
So it's almost like renting. It's almost like renting Chapman to the Cubs and then bringing him back.
Yeah, and getting Gleyber Torres in return. So you don't like that move? Well, all right. The Odell trade ended up being something that's working out for you right now. Nate Solder, okay. All right. I get it. You're not going to bat 1,000. Omame is another one of those things that didn't work out. And you had to cut him. But deliver. How about the Olivier Vernon trade?
Yeah,
he gets Zeidler.
Yeah.
You get Zeidler. No. I'm saying, but you took something that was expensive and you turned it into what we needed to beef up an area that was weak. But just the year as a whole. Bradberry, Blake Martinez.
Keep talking. I think I'm burning my toast.
Uh oh, burning your toast. He's burning his toast.
Can't wait.
He legit just got up to get his toes. Logan
Are you
Ryan.
Kidding me? Think about what you're saying.
Graham Gannot, how's that working out?
You want pancakes?
I mean, let's just go through it. Kyler Fackrell, how's that working out? Pretty good? You know, how's the draft looking? McKinney, as he's getting healthy now. Third. I mean, the what they found late in the rounds, by the way. I talked about it the other day. Carter Coughlin, Tay Crowder. Cam Brown, Shane Lemieux, talking about offensive linemen.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is why I'm saying, like, you good now? Did we burn the toast? Are we good?
Well, you know what happened is I put in the oven, I forgot before the show, and then, you know, the avocado started smoking a little bit. It's all good, though, but
I took
it out.
You put avocado on the toast and then put it in the oven?
No, it was avocado toast that I got from a restaurant the other day that I wanted to warm it up. Yeah, you know, but all good, though. Gotcha. We all good, baby. But back to Gabe Gettleman. Keep going.
As you were saving your toast, I have absolutely just broke it down, and I'm just asking that question now. I'm asking the question, Bart.
It is a legitimate question.
Now, do we end the should it be over? No more discussion. Dave Gettleman keeps his job. Joe Judge has done a good job. You go forward with these two and keep the rebuild happening. Have some consistency in Giant Land for the first time in a long time and let this thing build because you're starting to now see the fruits of the labor. Do you agree or disagree?
Slightly disagree, and here's why. I think it's time for some fresh eyes, some new blood. We know that Gettleman isn't built for the long haul. Let's say maybe he has 5 years, and you're going to have to give him an extension. So are you going to give him an extension? No. So the problem is he's going to probably get to the end of his contract, and you're going to have a vision in a team that reflects what he believes in and players that he believes in and not, you know, a general manager that's going to be here for the 10 years that we anticipate Joe Judge being here. Here's a good thing. He tried to build the offensive line. Didn't work out, right? At least initially, didn't work out. This team is 11th in the league in rushing. So that tells you that they can do one thing well. The problem is they can't throw the ball, right? Because passing, they're 29th. And Gettleman made some questionable decisions, bringing in Golden Tate, giving a guy that's, you know, well over the hill, $35 million, right? Then he decided to pay Sterling Shepard. Which you know, wasn't at the top of the market, but it was a pretty good amount. So now the fact that they're 29th in passing, who do you blame that on? You blame that on the weapons that you have for Danny Dimes. Now I think Ingram is a good player. And I think Ingram is playing his way. It's tough, man, because I don't know if I want to buy in for him because he's a guy that I trust the least as far as all the skill position players. But, you know, so it's a mixed bag, right? Rushing 11th, but do you rush the ball because you can't throw the ball? You're 29th. Defense is 10th. So all the moves that you made on the defense to solidify the defense is what's the calling card of the Giants has worked out. Leonard Williams, you know, scrutinized, you know, last year because he didn't produce. This year he looks like a pro bowler. And you have a decision to make. He's always going to go back to Saquon Barkley. Now, listen, Saquon Barkley.
I didn't bring up Saquon because I feel like that's still unfinished business.
Right.
You know, it's a second pick of the draft.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
So,
what if he took Sam Darnold? How that would have looked? You don't know.
We still don't know anything about Sam Darnold. Now, what I'm saying is, what if he took Josh Allen? See, because he could have took any one of those.
Don't do that.
Right?
You're right.
And I don't want to be that guy, but you have to be that guy because he's always going to be linked by who he didn't pick, right? And Sam Darnold and Saquon Barkley career will always kind of be linked.
Yeah.
And right now, you would say it's right a push right now, right?
Okay, I'll take the push. I told you, you're never going to bat 1,000 as a GM. There's going to be mistakes, but how you recover from those mistakes.
You go.
And a rebuild takes 3 years to be a playoff team, 5 to contend for a championship. That's legit in the NFL. And it's 3 years, and they are contending for a playoff spot outside chance at a wild card.
Here's glass
half
full.
I know the division sucks, but...
Here's glass half full, half empty. How are we feeling if they lose the rest of these games?
If they lose out? Yeah, I got to see how. I got to see how they lose out.
Let's say if they lose, you know, they win one more game, and they lose the division to the Washington Redskins.
So they finish 6-10. You're saying they finish 6-10.
Right. That is always a bad season. But we're looking at it like it's a good season because of the implications of if they go 6-10, what that potentially can mean is a playoff spot.
You don't feel like they're trending up regardless?
I absolutely do. I absolutely do.
And I'm not even a Giants fan. I'm making the case because I can't stand when we're constantly just tear it up, start over, tear it up, start over. You got to give people time to build something.
Listen,
and I'm looking at his body of work and I'm saying, all right, I see where this is going. And it's going in the right direction.
This isn't about the team. Right? This isn't about the team. This is about Dave Gettleman moving forward and continuing to build this team.
Right.
Now, he's found some foundational pieces.
Okay.
But maybe it takes a different eye to push it over the top. Right? Because we know that if Dak wasn't injured, he'll be back next year, that this would be a much different narrative, potentially. Right? Carson Wentz is a mess. But eventually, that team in Washington has all the pieces to maybe potentially to be able to improve in short fashion. Because I feel like they're going to get – they can move Haskins, whether Haskins is the answer or not.
Right.
But they're going to get Alex Smith money off the books. They're going to have money to spend. That defense is already solid.
Yes.
They have, I believe, one of the brightest stars in McLaurin as far as receivers. The Dobbins kid is special.
Mm-hmm.
So they've already built some fundamental pieces, and they're right on your heels right now. And they should
they are.
And
sure
they should
are.
Be.
And so they have a coach. And they have a coach.
And they have a coach.
We know they have a coach. That's
and I
important.
Think, and I think they have a similar coach to the type of coach you have. A guy that's built on on accountability, discipline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a guy that's...
He's an organizer. He's a front man. He's a leader of men. All those things, right, that we've talked about that are very important. That check all the boxes. No question.
I just don't know if Gettleman has earned the right to be able to be the general manager when his contract is up. And if you decided that, you have to do it early. Remember, what's the surprising team that's finally starting to live up to their expectations? It's the Cleveland Browns. Who was the general manager that put that roster together?
Yeah,
Dorsey.
Dorsey.
Is Dorsey still here?
Because I think it's the coach hire wasn't even his hire. The kitchen thing was the owner.
But what I'm saying is he got him to the doorstep. Somebody else kicked the door in. So, listen, he'll get all the credit for it, and he deserves the credit for being an architect. Same thing happened in Philadelphia, and that hasn't worked out the way they wanted it to. But they weren't their initial architect. So I just believe that, you know, I like some of the moves that Dave Gettleman has made. I think his best move was hiring Joe Judge, but that was his second hire.
Again, you don't bat 1,000. I'm sorry. Nobody bats 1,000.
But what I'm saying is he's gotten two coaches.
Now, if you want to bring up the fact that, what is he? Is he 68? Like, if you want to bring up the fact that he's getting older.
So that's what I'm talking about. You're not going to give him another contract.
How many years did he sign for?
It had to be at least 5, and he's in year 3. So what I'm saying is, you know, you get, you what you do is you reassign.
But this isn't about whether he should get an extension. I never said that. What I'm saying is people were talking going into the season that Dave Gettleman's got to be fired, that he's got to go, that you need somebody. We even talked about it. Like, I'm doing this because I'm holding myself accountable. Because I was talking about this, how Gettleman's got to go, how they've got to make changes and all this stuff. That you might have, but now you got a coach who you kind of like. Are you going to bring in a GM who might want his own coach and blah, blah, blah? Now you have, I think you have at least what's so important to a franchise, some stability. And that's why I'm saying anybody that still is on that idea of it's time to move on from Dave Gettleman after this season, I disagree. I think you need stability. He has shown you that he at least is making moves that help build this thing the right way, using Joe Judge now, and also what he said, the type of players he wants. And I do think that Joe Judge should get some credit for the way they built the team this year because of what he talked. This is what I want. I want these types of players.
My point.
And Gettleman is doing what every GM should do. Listen to your coach.
Right. So was this more about Joe Judge and the type of players that he wanted?
I don't care. If it is, he works well with them. Stick to the plan and don't make major changes. That's how I feel.
Changing, going to get a Lewis Riddick, a Dominic, or going to get somebody one of these guys that can be with Joe Judge for the next 7 years. Listen, the writing's on the wall.
Do we know?
It could be. It could be. And that's what I'm saying. Because how are we looking at this team if they lose to Arizona this week?
I got to see how. How do they lose? Is it a close game? Did they lose on a last-second touchdown? Or are they embarrassed? I got to see. Because Arizona is a team that's trending down. Yeah, they are a team that's very beatable and very vulnerable. So they should win this game, or at least it should be very competitive.
This is a very dangerous game, right? This is a dangerous game. Because now what I'm saying is we have expectations for the Giants.
I'm
expecting them to win, and when they don't win, I'm upset. I'm disappointed. Because now they've shown me what they're capable of. If you can go out in Seattle and beat Seattle, then you can beat anybody. So if they're not going to compete and they're not going to beat the other teams, then that's telling me that they've lost focus or they start feeling themselves. Or they had one of those games where it was more about Seattle and how they performed and not about how the Giants performed. Because if they lose to Arizona, Cleveland, and Baltimore, those are all teams that are farther in the process. But I would have to see what they do on week 17. Because there's no way in H-E double hockey sticks that they should lose to the Cowboys. So what happens if they do that? If they do that, then I'm very highly disappointed. And it was fool's gold all along. And then we have to reassess Dave Gettleman. But if they win two of these games and they win the division, then we're looking at Gettleman like, okay, he has the ears and this is going in the right direction. What I'm trying to say is it feels different. Right? 7-9 feels different. Remember, the Jets were just 7-9 last year. And how do we feel about this team?
I know you're right. That 6-2 finish suddenly looks a lot different now than it did last year, and we thought maybe they started figuring something out. I need to respond to something because the second time that has just come up on Twitter at Barton Hahn, Wilson saying, "Please stop saying he hired Judge when he said that was all ownership." Ownership is always involved. We know this. They are always involved in the hirings. Gettleman, I don't think I ever said that Gettleman hired Joe Judge, but you don't think that they took any of his input on this? You don't think that he looked at Joe Judge and said, yeah, let me work with this guy?
Well, I think that stuff's important. Well, he had input.
We know he hired the last one. That was a mistake, right?
But we know he hired him, so why wouldn't he hire this one? He was involved in the process.
There's no question about it. In fact, I watched the video on Giants.com where he talks about what he liked about Judge and why he wanted to bring him in. So unless that's propaganda, that to me sounds like he was very much involved in the process. Let's leave it at that. 800-919-3776. How's your toast? You good?
I didn't eat it yet.
But it's out. It's not going to burn.
Do you want pancakes?
My son made pancakes for me this morning, Zach.
Oh, man.
My man. I want to take a couple of calls on this because we always got differing views from Giants fans on it. Let's first begin with Jack in Rockaway. Come on, Jack.
Hey, Don, guys, good morning. I completely disagree with your assessment on Gettleman. The Giants have won about 10 games in 3 years. He's never traded back. He's like the grandfather that everything was better in the old days. You don't take a number two pick with a running back. As great as he is, he's touched by the hand of God. You don't take a number two pick when you could have traded down and get more draft depth.
How are the Giants playing right now, Jack? I'm just asking you a question. How are they playing now? How do they look? How does the defense look? How do they look as a team right now to you? Do they look like a team that's trending up?
Because they're in a horrible division. They're average. They have no difference makers on any side of the ball. They have no great special team players. There's no there's no transcendent player. He's been in 3 years. He had top five picks, for, top four picks for 3 years.
I didn't ask you. I didn't ask you about what he did. I'm asking you, how does the team look right now? Are they trending
average,
up?
Average.
He, average.
Not even an average team. I think.
Okay, average team has just won four in a row. Average team.
Yeah, but four in a row got him to 5-7.
One,
so it's
one good win.
So, right, so no good wins. All right, the Seattle win was not a good win.
No, he said one good win.
I thought you said no good wins. All right,
basically, you're saying that your assessment of him would have been different if he would have got Josh Allen and got Nick Chubb in the second round draft pick. This team would have been different. Ooh, got you, Allen. It's always woulda, coulda, shoulda, right?
It is always woulda, coulda, shoulda.
But he could have got Nick Chubb, and he could have got Josh Allen.
Colin in the Bronx, what's up, buddy?
Morning, Bart and Han.
Good morning.
Listen, I don't think Dave Gettleman is going anywhere. The moment at the end of the last season, John Mara came up and said he needs to increase in batting average. That directly says he has acknowledged his mistakes in the first two seasons, and he needs to increase what he did and be better. And in pretty much every move he's made has been a good move, and he's batting like an all-star. So,
Let's pause there. Batting like an all-star.
Hit or miss argument, remember?
No. How's Thomas compared to Mekhi Becton or Wills?
Well, listen,
worse.
I agree with that, but I...
So that would be a strikeout, right? Because he missed on three.
Thomas has gotten better. Come on.
Yeah, better. But is he worth? Is he Wills?
He was the highest rated player last week.
But he's getting better. Like, that's the whole point, though.
Better.
I'll handle this from here. Thank you for the call.
But don't give me back.
You're telling me out of the gate he wasn't a superstar. That's fine. But they looked at him as a long-term solution at left tackle.
But
not as, like, out of the gate he's going to blow your mind.
But
they looked at him as a guy that's going to be a long-term solution there, and he's starting to show that now.
But don't give me batting average when, if you go over this season, he's the worst out of three players that you've passed. You passed on Worth. He's better. You passed on Wills. He's better. You passed on Becton. He's better. Mm. So he can be good, but that's great. Would you want Paul George, or do you want Kawhi, or do you want KD, or you want LeBron? You had opportunity to get them, and you ended up with Paul George.
I'll tell you what.
So that's not a great banner.
You got to ask me that question in 2 years.
Listen, you can ask me tomorrow, and he ain't never going to be better than Becton.
Ross in Oceanside. Come on, Ross.
Hey, what's going on, guys? All right, so here's a few reasons. Yes, they're trending up. I completely agree with you. But let's bring it back. First, with the Saquon thing. And again, I'll hang up and listen. I just want to bring up a few points.
Go ahead.
You talk about Saquon. He wasn't even willing to try to trade. Look what, you know, look what, like, that. That's crazy. The Jonathan Stewart signing, when he was beyond over the hill, let alone Golden Tate. Patrick, I don't even know how to pronounce his last name. The offensive lineman. Eli Apple trade. I mean, come on.
I mean, those are all valid points. But the Leonard Williams is looking better, but he's going to cost you.
Sure, but with the Leonard Williams, you're also giving up a third-round pick, which is, at the end of the day, one of the first, either the last second-round pick. Plus, you have to sign him now to be a top, two defensive tackle.
Yeah, he's going to want over $100 million. He's going to want $20 million a year, for sure.
And, I mean, I hate to keep on bringing up these negative
Ross, things. How's he playing for you, though, Ross? How's he playing for you, and does he fill a need? Did he fill an area that you didn't have? Is he doing something for you? Is he disruptive? Is he making your defense better?
Yes, incredible.
Your defense, the foundation of Giants football is what? What's the foundation of Giants football? What are the footings?
Defensive line, the hog molly.
Thank you. And defense. And a great, tough, physical defense that makes your quarterback uncomfortable, Ross. And that's what Leonard Williams has become with the Giants. They have done more with him than the Jets did. And maybe they saw something in him that the Jets weren't seeing, and they've turned him into something that maybe you saw when they drafted him.
Well,
why would you say that, well, you know, now you got to pay him? Of course you do. He's producing.
He did have 7.5 sacks.
Nate Solder.
He's got 8.5 now, and the season's not even over yet.
Alex Ogletree.
You're not going to bat 1,000. You're not going to bat 1,000, Russ. No, I got you.
You're right. Alex Ogletree, that was horrible.
Yeah. I said you're not going to bat 1,000. You're going to have ugly ones. That was a terrible one as well.
I still get rid of him. I mean, I like Dimitroff. I like Louis Riddick. I like fresh eyes, guys that are going to take this team to the future but still have a respect for its past.
That's the hard part. Finding somebody that understands the, you know, being able to push it to the future, but also honoring and respecting the past, what that job and what that seat is all about. And I think he's too much old school to be able to take it to the future because this league is turning. He probably got Golden Tate because you remind him of Hines Ward. Well, guess what? We don't need no Hines Wards in this league no more. We need some Michael Thomases. We need some DeAndre Hopkins. I don't care how great my guy can block in a lead ISO play. I don't care if he's willing to cut a defensive end. I need somebody that can score some damn touchdowns.
Why not? Dave Gettleman. He's your cousin from Boston. I know you can't stand that. The accent, I know it's weird. It bothers you. Because we're in New York and we don't want to hear that.
What are you waiting for, honestly? I mean, do you want him to chop me up and feed me to the poor? Is that what you guys want?
That's what the fans want. That's what Giants fans or some of them want. But I don't think
your bigness.
Hey, I don't think it's time. Not now. Not now. You've seen the team head in the right direction. They've had enough turnover, enough change, have some stability. That's one thing the Giants have had over the years stability, especially in the front office.
Yeah, but general manager isn't what I consider. I'm trying to mute.
You go ahead. You can mute.
General manager wasn't what I call it, you know.
The flap, by the way, hanging off your headphones there.
It's ridiculous, man.
You look like a beagle right now.
I think
you got your ears all flappy.
Just so people know, I have to put two pieces of paper towel in between because, you know, like the part that where it used
you
to
look
stick,
like Blue's
that
Clues.
Velcro.
It's hysterical because when you talk, it just shakes and like floppy. Like,
then we got one
beagle identity.
Hey man, listen, this is, I don't know.
Can we get this man some headphones, please? Oh my god! But Bart, you know what we should do though? We should shout out some of because we're well over 52 now, thanks to all the different followers.
Yeah, let's pay it forward. Let's pay it forward.
And we said we would, like Roddy, Dan, Drew, Scott, Mike, Nick, Bert Paradise, Jason. Appreciate you, Jason. JJ, Dan, Scuba from Aruba. I like that one. Steve, Prestige DJs, Edward, The Beard, Jake, Patrick, Birdman, Chuck, Justin, Amin. Ethan, John Paul, man of Troy, Chris, all y'all, we appreciate you.
Appreciate
you. As always, for listening and jumping right on board right away. So let's get some calls. 800-919-3776. Let's continue with this because you got to convince me otherwise.
It's fascinating, man, because.
Well, you said you wanted to come back at me for what I finished with. We went to break.
But then I forgot because that's why you do that because, you know, I got no short term memory. That's why you be throwing that out there, man. I'm like Dory out in these streets, man.
What happened to all the sunlight?
You know, you look
short term memory.
but what I'm saying is, you talk about, you know, Dave Gettleman and what he's been able to do. It, to me, it's been a mixed bag. But I just think, you know, at 68 years old, you need somebody who's going to continue to build this roster. When I think of Dorsey, when I think of Scott Pioli, I think of somebody from that Patriot type of way that has some type of relationship. Now, if Joe Judge says, you know what, no, I'm good with Gettleman, then that's fine. But I think if that's the case, the longer you decide to stay with Gettleman, the more you have to empower Joe Judge to really make these decisions in the draft. Because at the end of the day, he's the one that's going to be coaching these guys long term. I don't know how long you keep Jason Garrett because when all these other places are opening up,
well, he might get a job. Yeah,
right. He's going to get a job, and then you're going to have to kind of, you know, be you're going to have to empower him. He's going to have to do more than what he's doing now. You know, so you have to either figure some things out because you won't keep him too long. I mean, you'll keep him maybe two, three years tops.
I mean, I'll give you the idea that I'm not saying give him an extension, but I just don't you value any stability, like just a little bit of stability.
See, but here's what you do: you move him to president.
Okay, so you're not saying completely like just send him home.
Right. But you just
give him a like kick him upstairs kind of thing.
Yeah, you got to reassign him. You know what I mean? You got to reassign him and let somebody else come in with fresh eyes to handle the day-to-day. The guys that can get on a plane and travel everywhere to every game. Is he that type of guy? Can he do that at his age? Can he travel?
Well, that's why you have a
scout. No. General managers are always at every game because they need to see it and be evaluating at the same time. And at the same time, when general managers go and they travel, they're evaluating the other team's players as well, who's going to be up, and you're getting a first glance of what they look like in person at 68 years old. Is he going to have the endurance to continue to do that and yet still be looking at film all day, still evaluating? Because last time I heard him looking at film, he told me that Eli still had a lot left in the tank. And clearly he had some wrong. That was that one computer they had. There was a lot of glitches. He was missing all the bad stuff that Eli was doing.
Commodore.
Exactly. He had a Commodore 64 up in that thing with the floppy disk. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna need him. I will move him to president and allow him to finish those 2 years out. But you listen. How often is a guy like Lewis Riddick going to be there? He's not going to be there that much longer. How much longer is a guy like Dimitrov going to be there? How much longer is a guy like Dorsey going to be there? Mm-hmm. How long is a guy like Pioli going to be there? Look at how many openings are opening around the NFL.
Right.
If you miss out on these talented people.
And Riddick was one of the candidates the last time around when they hired Gettleman.
My point.
We're both big fans of his.
Right. So if you miss out on these quality executives, right, and they get picked up, now you're going to – then who? So
I'll tell you what, too. Guy like Riddick and anybody else, would you want to go to a situation where it's a bit of a rebuild or a restructure, or would you rather go to somewhere where they're already on the come up? You know what I mean? Where now instead of like having to reset and go through cap hell – you know, instead, you're taking a team that's kind of already setting itself up, and you're just adding to it, and you're going to enjoy the fruits of the... You're going to enjoy the success immediately.
You're going to John Gruden that thing, right? Right?
Yeah.
You're going to take over for Tony Dungy players.
Gruden had to tear that thing up, too.
No. Gruden took over for Tony Dungy players and just was the extra, put him over the top.
I thought you were talking about Raiders.
Right.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
So what I'm saying is, the thing is, if you're a general manager, what job do you want? And it's based on
it's an attractive, no question, attractive job.
Right. So I mean, it's New York. So you make it here as a high profile job, but then you have the resources and Arthur Blank's resources right out there in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You got potentially Jacksonville's going to open up. We know that guy really pays a lot of money though, but he spends money. I don't know if Shad Khan is a guy that's going to be patient, but you also you potentially have the Lions, right? That's wide open.
Yeah, they're going to apparently the story there is they're going to restructure everything top down.
Right. So do you want to do that? You still have Matthew Stafford. You have Swift. You have some pieces. They've been drafting really good. You have to make a decision on Galladay. But they've been pretty decent. They just in a tough division with Aaron Rodgers and Minnesota's kind
they're
of
not
been
completely
cream.
Out of it either right now. It's the weirdest thing, right? They're kind of just sort of on that. They're on
right,
the bubble.
On the cusp, right? Yeah. And you may decide to keep was it Brashard? I forget his name. You might just keep him as the coach. He's filling in from Seattle.
Oh, yeah. Again, how attractive is the job? That's a certain question.
Yeah, that is not. But
let's grab a few more calls, though,
as we're
going through this conversation, because there's a lot of Giants fans that want to chime in on this. Mustafa's next. He's in Randolph. Mustafa.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me. Listen, I don't think you could judge David Gettleman for his first 2 years because that was the Eli Manning retirement tour. His last draft class alone should at least give him at least another year. Not only that, but Jerry Reese was on the Giants for 10 years and did
talking about
nothing.
Patience.
I know there's two Super Bowls, but he inherited such a good team from Ernie Accorsi. So if
and
Jerry
the culture.
Reese could get
keep that in mind, too. The culture that was kind of already in place there thanks to Tom Coughlin.
Right, yeah, exactly. So you already had a good coach and you already had a good team. So I don't think you could just throw David Gettleman out after just, one real year of...
I'm not saying throw him out. What I'm saying is he's 68 years old. We know that Joe Judge may be the coach for this team for 10 years. At some point, you're going to have to move on for Dave Gettleman. I think the smoother transition is just to move him to the president and allow him to have input, but bring somebody here that's going to be able to do the hard work, the film evaluation, things of that sort. That way, when he turns 70, you can say, all right, well, you're cool. You can come in. You can consult. But now you've already made that transition with somebody that can get some chemistry with Joe Judge.
Yeah. When you discuss it that way, when you break it down that way, Bart, that's one where I can get with that if that's the thinking, and if that's what Tish and Mara are thinking as well, then that's not something I guess that again, because if you get them and you're sitting there in your office and you just, if anybody's now still wondering if you're going to make it through the season or make it to next season, that's when you should look around and say, I got this thing in the right direction. Why would you still even think about getting rid of me? But if you're saying kick them upstairs and bring in somebody who's a little bit younger with more energy, okay, that I can get.
Isn't it in the mess doing that with Sandy?
That's a great point.
Isn't that essentially what they're doing?
Brought him back to almost just be like an advisor with the owner, but they still have to get somebody to work under him, and they haven't gotten anybody yet, and yet they still have to. They're still going to make some moves. Steve in Staten Island. Steve.
How you doing? But I'm going to come at you, but it's just out of respect. I respect your football stuff.
It's all love.
This guy Gettleman, you think this guy Gettleman's in the league 30-plus years by chance? This guy's a hell of a GM. He's a scout. He goes out and looks at the talent. He's put together a hell of a young team. The Giants are going to be something real for the next few years. How is that Odell trade looking these days?
Yep.
Peppers is a beast. Okay.
How's Ogletree, Omame, Solder, potentially Saquon looking? Go ahead.
Okay. Not everything's going to be perfect. You got to understand, this guy inherited a huge problem here from Jerry Reese. He's taking him out of cap hell. That took like 2 years. He had to trade players to get a young team. The culture was bad. All right? Odell was a big reason why. The players they got for him.
So why the hell did you give him $90 million then?
When is this guy going to get some respect? He's always getting crapped on.
I mean, just ask his players from Carolina.
I love that, though. Steve finally had it with you.
Listen,
Steve had it with you, man.
Yeah, but Odell was the problem, but you paid him $90 million.
It was a parting gift. You know, Mark Cuban gave J.J. Barea like a $2.6 million.
Yeah, it's a big difference between parting 90 gift. And 2.2. 2.2.
But the Giants didn't have to pay it.
They paid it for a year.
I don't think
they paid it for a couple of years. It's on the salary cap.
Alvaro in Queens. What's up, Al?
Hey, first of all, he's been in football. He's only been a general manager for a couple years.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, Carolina.
He's called Ozzie Newsome. Stop it.
Hello?
What's up? We got you.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on. So I'm of the mindset that the Giants play right now is more indicative of the coaching than anything else. Like, I feel like if Pat Shurmur was still on, that they wouldn't be performing as well as they are now.
It's fair. It's very fair. And I don't disagree at all. I do think that, you know, Judge had a way he wanted to go, and Gettleman worked with him. All right, what do you want? What do you need? What do you need me to get you? And he gave him a direct answer, and they had their and then once you gave him the players he wanted or the type of players he wanted, he performed with them rather than like, well, you gave me these players, but I can't work with them. Well, that's just the players you wanted. How many times do we see that where a coach will tell the GM, this is the kind of players I want. Okay. And you get on those players and he's like, well, these aren't really the players that, you know, it didn't really fit what I wanted. Whoa. That's exactly what you asked me for. This time around, Joe Judge got the players that he wanted, the type of players. He got competitors. He got high character guys. He got, that's the stuff he wanted. And then he coached them up. He has a coaching staff full of teachers, and you're seeing it start to work now as we head towards the end of the season. So they work well together. And if you want to give Joe Judge credit, that you should.
Yeah.
But you also should give credit to Gettleman for working with his head coach. Because how many times have we seen that not work?
Yeah. How crazy is this, though? How crazy is the fact that they're 5-7? Listen, and I do agree that they're going the right direction, but this was a normal year, and it was a team in the division that was right now 8 wins, and we knew there was no chance for them to make the playoffs.
I hear you.
We would be crapping on this team.
You'd be talking about a potential, though, of a wild card. Because of the expanded playoffs. Yes, you would. They are right there. They're a game out of a wild card. And I know the Vikings look like it's pretty much a wrap, but it doesn't matter. Anything can happen given Sunday.
Right. So tell me this. What if it's barbecue chicken for the rest of the year into Dallas, and they're going into week 17, and they lose to Dallas? It's a different narrative.
Of course, let me tell you,
let's just break this game down a little bit. And I know we usually do it on Friday. And this is why this is such a difficult game. Right, because unlike Russell Wilson, this guy looks to run. Russell Wilson looks to run to throw. So you're going to have to almost play zone because you can't play man, and you let him know that you're playing zone, you're going to give him opportunities, a guy like Hopkins and a guy like Fitzgerald, if he's going to be back, to sit in holes.
I do want to shout out a few more people now on Twitter. Bobby, appreciating the tweets from Bobby, Bobby Bars on Twitter. All right, he loves the show. Who else we got? Oh, Eric B. for President is what his, which is a great album, by the way. He's got good stuff to say. Dan has this question for you, though, Bart. He said, if Trevor Lawrence, you know, pulls like an Eli Manning, forces a trade, do you see the Cowboys trading Dak and their first pick for the first overall pick?
Well, you can't trade Dak because he'll be an unrestricted free agent because it was only franchised for a year. So Dak is totally free next year. Now, it's a little
can get a little confusing because he's injured, and it's tough to cut an injured player.
You can't do signing trades in the NFL like you do in the NBA?
Nah, it really
doesn't work like that.
It really don't work like that. They would just let Dak go and decide to trade their first-round draft pick for Trevor Lawrence.
I need more than that. Like, you're going to have to give me something
and
more than that.
The problem is, like, you're saying if the Jets got it? If I'm the Jets.
Well, I think he's just asking it in general, yeah.
I mean.
He's trying to find a way to get Trevor Lawrence to Dallas, apparently.
I mean, Trevor Lawrence in Dallas, I mean, I would have to get a player return. Because remember, he's also cheap. So that's the thing. So, like, you're giving a team salary cap relief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I definitely would need something okay. Different.
All right. Let's grab Joe in Belmore. Joe.
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Quick question, Alan. Who would you consider to be the best players right now on the Giants defense?
The best players? It's basically the players that Gettleman brought in. I mean, I think Ryan's been good. Bradbury's been good. Leonard Williams has been really good.
Am I missing? My point here is, obviously the Leonard Williams thing was a trade. But everyone else, the names you mentioned, Bradbury, Ryan, they're all guys brought into free agency, and it's very hard.
So Blake Martinez gets a ton of tackles, but I didn't want to say Blake because I know Bart jumps all over him.
it's very hard to win in the NFL by building a team through free agency. I mean, you just look back at 2016.
Yep.
Everyone loved Snacks and DRC and Jenkins. And I mean, it's just, things like that with free agency.
It's
fall off the rails pretty quick.
It's true. Yeah, no, I know. It's
so that's why I just feel I agree with Bart. You got to reassign, Gettleman elsewhere, and just bring in a better drafter of talent. Now I'll agree that Gettleman had a better draft so far. It looks like this year in 2020, but I mean, aside from that, it's been a little sketchy. People complain about Daniel Jones has no weapons. I mean, that falls on the general manager too. People can't have it both ways.
Well, that's because he paid Shepard, and he paid. I mean, just imagine if you didn't pay Shepard, you could bring a guy in like Juju Smith-Schuster. You can be in the running for Godwin. You can be in the running for Keenan Allen. And not that they can't do that, but they have to double down on Leonard Williams because they gave the third round draft pick for him. Franchise him. You got to sign him now. So that's going to stop you from maybe bringing in Yannick Ngakoue, who's a pure pass rusher who can get you double digit sacks routinely. Not a guy that's a big defensive end. He's a guy that's a quick defensive end that can bend the corner. And not only that, probably a lot more pressures. But now you're kind of married to Leonard Williams because you have to justify all that you gave him so far. If you let him go with giving up a third-round draft pick and giving up, $15 million, then you look dumb. So then they're not going to say, hey, this was – maybe he turned out to be good, but we got an opportunity to get potentially a great player. Because you look at a guy like Yannick, he has over 40 sacks in 4 years. I think only T.J. Watt has more sacks than him in that period of time. You still have a guy like Shaq Barrett who's third in the league in pressures and stuff like that. So I think he's made some good moves, but some of them was costly and, obvious. I mean, he took a former top 10 pick twice. And Jabril Peppers, I would say, would be the better value because you don't have to pay him $15 million a year.
Yeah. No one bats 1,000. I get it. I think it's a back and forth. Here's the best thing about this debate is that there's no end to it. There's no mic drop to it. That's a good thing if you're Gettleman, and obviously there's a lot more season to be played before we can really have a final decision. But it was something worth talking about. We brought it up last week, and it's worth bringing it up once again as Gil Brandt went to Twitter to make a case for the draft that Gettleman had.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.